out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But if it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you. God damn it, 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast.
Can we take that again, please, Mr. Vile?
Stream on me.
You've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, however, wherever, whenever you receive us.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
We appreciate the socialist cocksucking fuck out of it.
Yay!
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Jeez.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This Faithless Friday edition of Crab Diving, which happens every Friday.
On Friday, right?
Wouldn't surmise it'd be kind of dumb to be Faithless Friday on like a Tuesday.
You'd be thinking out of the fucking box.
We could stealth it up.
Stealth.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And a couple of things. First off, congrats to Schittler on his Nobel Peace Prize buzz. Good job. Good job, everyone. And also, congrats to ABBA. They're reuniting for the first time in 35 years, and they're going back on tour. I just saw that, so.
There you go.
I guess the universe, yes. The universe needs those two things, more ABBA and a Nobel for Trump.
Yes. Lindsey Graham, as soon as I can open the clip of Lindsey.
What's his
what
problem?
What Ryan was referring to.
What is Lindsey Graham's problem? Is he on acid? I'm serious.
Well, Lindsey Graham just said that he thinks that Trump should, if this works with North Korea, Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my God. We're in bizarro world.
I thought I had pulled that story. It's around here somewhere. But you get the gist of it.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's it. It's fucking nuts.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Right. Yay.
And buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out. Jeff Bezos tosses us a shekel or two.
Toss.
It's a busy Friday. Tons.
Oh my gosh.
In the news, we might as well dive right in, get to the rest of the headlines.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News studios deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, April 27th, 2018.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Oh,
over to the commie, pinko liberal.
It's me!
HuffPost.
Yes.
Huffington Post.
Oh, yes.
Huffer's Post, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Huff this. What are they trying? Are they trying to be cool or something? Or what are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess they just they don't want to have Arianna Huffington's name splattered all over it. They paid her off substantially.
So now they name it Huff, like you huff stuff?
Well, yeah, you know, it's not
so
the...
I would, weird.
I didn't think that would be the best branding, but, you know, that's kind of...
Huff.
That's kind of what they decide to go for.
Perfect. Good job.
I had this story for Faithless Friday, so it's perfect over at the HuffPo. The headline says, Pastor Disaster. Look at them being all rhymey and shit.
Jeez, what the hell could that mean?
Oh, you didn't see this one? It's very strange. They tried to launch an investigation today in the House. The Democrats tried to put forth tried to create a new committee to look into the reason that Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan.
Yes, the evil asshole that wants to starve your grandparents to death, right?
Our Secretary of State.
What a fuck.
Has inexplicably fired the... No, it is Faithless Friday here, and we are both atheists. I mean,
oh geez,
I speak for myself. I am.
I
got that Aquaman thing going.
Oh yeah, I worship the shit out of Aquaman. He talks to fish.
Fishes. So, you know, the whole House chaplain thing in the first place.
Oh God,
it gives me a little itch.
Are we children?
But he fired the House chaplain last week, who, by all accounts, was kind of beloved.
Right.
House Chaplain Patrick Conroy. Oh, boy, he couldn't be any more Irish.
They fired a white guy?
Well, and a Catholic. And Paul Ryan is allegedly Catholic as fuck. I mean, there's nothing remotely Christ-like about him, but he pretends to belong to the Catholic Church, at least. He identifies as a Catholic.
Right.
And we think the reason that he fired Father Conroy.
Yes.
Oh, I think I knew a different Father Conroy.
There might be a few of them. Conroy seems like
having flashbacks.
A common Irish last name.
It's pretty Irish. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, very Irish.
Oh, Conroy. Yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how did this guy get fired? I don't understand. I thought our government was partial to white dudes into Sky God.
He pissed off Paul Ryan and some of the other wonderful Christians because on the day that they were having their big vote to tax fuck the entire country.
Tax fuck.
Except for a bunch of rich white guys.
Yeah, Wells Fargo did pretty good, right? And then they just do some bad shit.
They just got punished for some bad shit.
Yeah, yeah. But they got a big windfall in that tax break. I was reading about that. It's insane.
Paul Ryan, or the House chaplain on that day that they were voting on their tax bullshit scam.
Yes.
Prayed, cast his magic over the proceedings that were about to occur. But basically was saying all kinds of we must remember the poor kind of stuff. How dare he pray for the poor in front of a bunch of Republicans? So,
hey, dumbass, you're the chaplain in the Congress. What are you thinking, you fucking idiot?
It's all very strange. Who would think you'd have to fire the House chaplain?
No, if you make sense on who the guy's, you know, praying with or working with, he should have known better. This was a dumb move on his part. Those people hate the poor. Hate them.
Yeah, and completely 180 against what that character in their Bible the Jesus dude proclaims.
Oh, yes. The white Jesus loves rich guys and all kinds of shit. Fires the chaplain.
And when they were called, when people were trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Right.
Why did Father Conroy get El Boot?
Le Boot.
they, Ryan's spokesperson.
Yes.
Ashley Strong is her name.
They must be evil.
Blame Pelosi. While it was the speaker's decision, Pelosi and her office were fully read in and did not object.
They fired the guy for praying to Jesus for the fucking poor?
But then they say, you know, Nancy Pelosi was like, fire him. I don't care. You know, healthcare. There are hungry people out there. There's other stuff to do. I don't know why you want to fire the guy, but okay. And, but then when they're called out on it, Ryan's spokesgoblin says, well, but the Democrats are okay with it.
Oh, my God.
What? So here is the evil magic spell that he cast, the dark magic that he wielded straight from the anal fissure of Satan.
Hey, poor Satan.
On November 6th, praying over this tax bullshit.
Right.
Father Conroy said, may all members be mindful that the institutions and structures of our great nation guarantee the opportunities that have allowed some to achieve great success while others continue to struggle. May their efforts these days guarantee that there are not winners and losers under the new tax laws, but benefits balanced and shared by all Americans.
What?
What? Even the black ones?
What the fuck is this science fiction bullshit?
How dare you, you cuck?
Fuck you, boy!
Father cuck?
Yeah, Father cuck!
Friar cuck?
Friar cuck. Oh my God, he got fired?
Damn. Afterwards, this is an actual quote. This is people who heard this happen. Ryan, after this evil invocation that the priest wielded at them, this help the poor magic that he tried to influence them with.
Ooh.
Ryan went up to him, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, quote, Padre, you just got to stay out of politics.
What? What?
Quote.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second, GOP. Which is it? Do you want Padre all up in our dicks with this politics, or you don't want him in your dicks? I don't understand. It's confusing. The GOP is the most... they're racist. They're warmongering, they're sexist, they're Islamophobic, they're homophobic, but they are confusing. They're so confusing. They can't even come out against bestiality like for yesterday's show, man. Stay out of politics. What about that whole gospel advisory board the fucking president has?
The,
Jesus.
What advisory board? Which advisory board?
You don't remember that one that Jim Baker's on or whatever?
Oh, yeah, the Christians that allegedly...
That, my point is...
I think they get a tour every couple of months of the White House and Trump tells them they're on an advisory board. It's like being a member of the Cheeto Society that. You get a badge, you send in a couple of
I was just thinking it. It's
tops
a little,
from the
it's
boxes.
It's a little hypocritical to say, to suggest to this guy he needs to stay out of politics because... Don't you think the church is all up in our politics on the GOP side?
Yeah. It says Ryan's, according to NBC's Ron Harwood.
Yay.
Ryan's comments to me about GOT tax plans giving rich more than working class help explain the firing. Quote, what you're talking about is what we call static distribution. It's a ridiculous notion, not how the world works. Bernie Sanders talks about that stuff. That's not who we are. He's talking about the priest praying for the poor.
Yeah.
It's static distribution. That's not who we are.
Let me understand this. The only time you want the church involved is when you're governing the vagina. When you're reigning over the puss, then you want Jesus, right?
Yeah. He thinks that because if... A poor person has to pay only 1% tax of the money they don't work for.
Yes.
Then his hardworking white friends who are golfing, how dare they have to be expected to pay more than 1%? How dare they pay a bigger percentage than that evil black, that evil poor person?
Paul, you know.
That's the whole thing. Right? He's talking about static. That's what he's saying. Bernie says we need the money. The money needs to go to the poor and upward, not the upward to the downward, because it don't come the other direction.
Yeah, you got to.
You give a poor person $100, what are they going to do with it? They're going to spend it. You give Coke fucks or Walton fucks or Soros fucks or Bill Gates fucks. Hand him $100. He's going to wipe the tip of his dick with it and hand it back to you.
Gross. You know, it's like, at least with this, Paul Ryan, at least you're being honest. This is a, you know what I mean? Like,
this is who they are.
Firing a guy for speaking out for the poor in a prayer. I mean, my God, the most meaningless way to stand up for somebody. I don't mean to be a dickhead or anything, but I think the poor people in America need more than the chaplain every once in a while say, hey, let's look out for the poor.
I'm sure he's not. Paul Ryan's not admitting that that's why.
God, there's, damn
that's
it.
Why it's a big secret, because nobody knows. Nobody knows why, but we all know.
I'm a human and I'm coming.
We all know why you got
fired. I understand the GOP. They don't want tax breaks or benefits to the poor. They don't even want your meaningless fucking prayers for the fucking poor. How evil.
There's a James Martin.
Yes.
Who is this? This looks like SJ. That's that means Jesuit, I think. I think this is a magic wielder. It is.
Ooh, wee wee.
Jesuit priest, editor at large.
Yes.
He tweeted, if the comments by the congressional aide quoted at the Hill are accurate, quote, the speaker was dismayed by a prayer Father Conroy gave, unquote, then a Catholic speaker of the House fired a Catholic chaplain for praying for the poor.
That's so fucked up.
This is a Catholic priest of the Jesuit order.
Wow.
Saying that.
You know, but the thing is, we're not going to have any evangelicals stand up for the poor ever. How the fuck did this guy do it? We don't ever have this. When was the last time we heard some big time preacher with any kind of status say anything in support of poor people? It's all very strange.
As a member of the committee looking for the replacement.
Well, get some fucking asshole that doesn't
but
give a
look
shit.
At this. This is the creepy Protestants trying to take over.
Oh yeah.
Mark Walker, a Republican from North Carolina, is on the committee to find the new magic wielder, the new archmage, whatever, that casts their protective spells over each of their heinous lootings of the, of the public treasury that they do every day.
Listen, Congress, if you don't want if you don't want your preacher praying to God about the poor, this is a good move.
So the guy who is on this, North Carolina guy, is on this committee, quote, I'm looking for somebody who has a little age, that has adult children, that can kind of can connect with the bulk of the body here. Republicans and Democrats who are going through back home, the wife, the family. So he's basically saying, well, we don't want one of your Catholic weird little kid diddlers here. We want a good Protestant priest who fucks women like God wants you to.
You know what? They're all saying things that are oddly logical in a shitty way. Like, yeah,
well,
I agree
about the counseling part.
I don't want a Catholic. Honestly, the Catholic Church, take your shit and go home.
Yeah.
You've molested too many kids. Fuck you. Get out of the government. But also, if you want a preacher that's not going to stand up for the poor, yeah, go this way. Go this way, one of these slime ball Southern Protestant
get
fucking preachers.
Get pre-flow dollar.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't going to have that
Maybe
issue.
Joel Osteen isn't busy. You could get him.
You won't have him saying shit about the fucking poor.
He's not going to go to D.C.
Oh, no. He's not taking a pay cut.
He's not leaving that 10,000 square foot mansion in Dallas.
God. Oh, fuck the GOP. And God damn it. If you're an evangelical, if you're a Christian and you like are into your faith and shit, but if you vote Republican, shame on you. You ignorant loon. You're stupid. Listen, this is who they are. They are not remotely Christ-like.
He also said, I'm probably looking for somebody more of a non-denominational background that has a multicultural congregation.
Okay, so he wants someone.
He wants a TV preacher, like right. You just said.
That won't offend anyone.
Non-denomination.
Right.
What do you mean? That'll offend everyone except for the Jim Bakers of the world.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the Democrats, Jerry Connolly, sounds pretty Irish.
Yeah.
And I'll bet quite Catholic, says, we on its face would consider such a remark to be anti-Catholic on its face. So you're eliminating anyone who's a Catholic priest, a Catholic nun, from being chaplain of the house, the largest denomination in the country. So he started a holy war.
Yeah, yeah.
Among the Christ wielders.
Oh, I love it.
Of their side. Good. They're now fighting each other.
Good. And you know what? They deserve this. They deserve to take each other out based on their bullshit allegiances to nothing in the fucking sky. We shouldn't have a goddamn chaplain. It's stupid.
Well, there better be a if that's on the taxpayer dime, Keith Ellison better have a Muslim imam available.
But we should have nothing.
I concur. It's but if there's going to be one.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be all.
A Wiccan. I want a Wiccan in there. I want a witch. Right. Pastafari and the whole thing.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is what's going on with this thing with the chaplain.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, this is the
speakers. they're officially denying that he was forced out over a specific prayer.
Oh, God. Paul Ryan, you're fucking heinous. You really are.
So that's what, you know, Paul Ryan's cleaning house of the non-believers before he leaves, before he slithers away.
The thing is, dickheads, if you're going to crawl into bed with these evangelicals, these preachers, these Catholics, every now and then they are going to, they kind of have to say something that goes against the GOP. I mean, they can't appear as evil as you are all the time, right?
Right.
See, I mean, you know,
every now and then, I don't know about that.
Every now and then they have to say, hey, guys, we should look out for the poor.
The poor billionaires.
Oh, yes.
What about the poor white people?
God.
What about the poor billionaires?
Let's be honest about the Catholic Church. They're full of diddlers. And you know, it's a heinous, heinous group. They've been, you know what I mean? They're bad on abortion. They're all fucked up. Get out of the fucking government. Go fix yourself.
All of them, though. I mean.
Oh, yeah. The whole ball of wax. All the Protestants. All the fucking Jesus bots. Go fuck yourself.
At least the Catholics believe in evolution and science and shit.
Right. That's true.
Small victory.
Right. Well, you know, and they
but
both.
The Protestants, you can wear rubbers.
And they both diddle, so.
Well, everybody diddles.
Right.
There's a children's book.
Had it with these.
Yeah. These
fucking Jesus freaks. Fuck off.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Yay!
The headline there in single-celled brain land.
Boo!
Smiles from Kim. It's about North Korea.
Oh, perfect.
Of which Donald Trump is taking credit for every peace treaty ever negotiated in the history of anything.
me. Give me all the awards. Give me all the prizes.
It says with a hug and handshakes, North Korea's smiling Kim lightens the summit mood. He crossed the DMZ, across the line.
Yes.
Shook hands with South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
Yay!
And then they took some pics. They were supposed to head off to whatever building right there that they're supposed to be having their summit in.
Right.
And Kim Jong-un was like, hey, come with me for a second.
Right.
Come to the magical land of the North for a moment. And yes. They turned around and held hands and skipped lightly across back to North Korea.
Right.
Which would have been funny if, like, some kind of a dragon came down and grabbed the South Korean. And, ha, 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 I have vanquished your leader.
Kim Jong-un's like, look at all this genocide.
Yeah, look at my oppression.
Right.
You can smell it.
Everyone's starving to death.
They walked back into South Korea and they're sitting in meeting and talking and shit. Everyone's like, well, okay, great. We'll believe it when we see it.
Yeah.
Trump is like, where's my Nobel?
God damn, that is so funny, man. That really gave me pause, that headline. I mean, it's just funny.
There's a couple others. I guess that were saying it too. You know, the Trumpenstein monsters.
Come on,
that are out there.
His Nobel.
Well, they gave that black guy one for nothing.
I mean, I gotta think Schindler needs an award for staffing our government with the worst monsters on the fucking planet. I mean, how does he do it?
Kekistocracy award.
Yeah, give him a Kekistocracy award because I mean it's impressive. Cack.
Trump's America.
Fuck you, boy.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Danke.
A Waffle House in the news again.
Right. Gosh, guys.
There's a lot of them. And they're fun.
Yes.
At all hours. Especially late at night.
Oh, my God. It's just I'll tell you this.
Especially in the middle of northern Florida. Where was that Fort Walton, that one we went to that one time? Things were kind of batshit.
Oh, yeah. You see weird stuff. It's just like the drunk people, though, when the bar is let out. It is it's a circus. And drunk people, please quit trying to be so hilarious when you're paying the fucking bill at a Waffle House. There's a line of people, and everybody knows you're hilarious. Just pay your fucking shit.
So, one of the selling points of the Waffle House of all of them,
right,
is they are the opposite of those fuckers over at Chick-fil-A, and they're open 24/7, 365.
Yes.
Any time of the day, night.
Right.
You can go into a Waffle House.
Absolutely.
As long as you're what?
Oh, okay. Is this racism?
In Alabama.
Oh, man. Fuck you.
In Alabama Waffle House, the company is now looking into circumstances that occurred.
Uh-oh.
Because a black woman
in
Pinson with a P.
Pinson!
P-I-N-S-O-N. Pinson, Alabama.
Where the fuck is that?
Population 7,400.
Ooh, that's tiny.
It says it's right near Turkey Creek Nature Preserve in Alabama.
Y'all go to Turkey Creek Nature Preserve. Turkey Creek. Gobbler. I know that's how people say it too, I guarantee you. You live down there by Turkey Creek.
Turkey Creek is a city in Jefferson County near Birmingham.
But stop it. Stop it. Near Birmingham? Oh, is it near Birmingham, is it?
Is that not how they pronounce it there?
Oh, it's right down near Birmingham. No. Birmingham. Fuck you. Turkey Creek. Birmingham.
In a video that has gone viral this week, customer Jacinda Mitchell walks up and shows the locked doors of the Waffle House.
Oh, shit.
But and is told, we are closed.
Yeah.
But she notes the 3 or 4 or 5 white patrons who seem to be eating their waffles and their grits and their hash browns country style.
I have to inject something here. Right. This is a great moment to say, this is why we need to tear those fucking Civil War monuments down. This is why.
My heritage. Yeah. You hate history.
Let me tell you something, dude. Your heritage is just fucking garbage. It's shit garbage. Please. God.
She said, as she was filming on her cell phone, they have the door locked. They have customers in here and they're telling me they're closed. The customers are eating. They all happen to be white customers.
Perfect!
I am an African-American. They have people that they are serving, but they're telling me that they are closed.
We have to go into these parks in the South and tear down these Civil War memorials. We have to sledgehammers, blowtorches, rip them out!
Poor beleaguered Pat Warner, Director of Public Relations and External Affairs for the Waffle House.
How long are
we gonna imagine what Pat Warner has to explain, weekly?
God!
Director of PR for Waffle House.
Well, Jesus fucking Christ.
We have launched an investigation to gather all of the facts. Waffle House is a welcoming place for everyone, and we are fortunate to enjoy a very diverse and loyal customer base who we do our best to serve every day. The employee involved should not have locked the front door at all and should have certainly opened the door for the customer when she arrived.
Oh, God.
We will get the facts and take appropriate action quickly.
I don't know what we do to make people not so fucking racist. I don't know. I don't know.
Trump's America.
Honestly, when somebody asks you, why do you mean Black Lives Matter? Don't explain it. Just look at them and say, shame on you. Take out your iPhone and Google BLM or something and read an article and learn something. Educate yourselves, you fucking morons. God. Why didn't they want to let those black people in? Were they scared of them or something? What was it? Were they afraid?
Because it's Pinson, Alabama.
Well, fuck. Listen, you guys, shame on you. You fucks.
And we know from the most recent studies that God. The reason we have Trump.
Right.
Is because of white butthurt. Not economic reasons. White butthurt.
When you have Trump campaigning and yelling out the Blue Lives Matter and all this other fucking garbage, and we gotta ban all Muslims until we figure out what's going on, America first, and all this other shit, we know Make America Great Again is Make America White Again. So, of course, we get this shit. It's garbage.
Trump's America.
Well, we just did that!
Well, we're doing it again. It's still Trump's America.
Oh, God.
Dateline Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Fuck you, Kate! Get my Xanax!
Rocky Mount.
Rocky Mount.
North Carolina.
Fuck you!
Let's see, where is that? Rocky Mount is a city in Edgecombe and Nash counties.
Oh, right there, okay.
In the Atlantic coastal plain of the U.S. state of North Carolina.
Suck my dick!
Well, it's a booming metropolis, 55,000 people, about the size of Pensacola here, I believe.
Yeah, that's the number of people you can get in a Cubs game.
Oh my God.
It's true. That's capacity, right? For Wrigley, 50,000, something like that.
I live in a town that can fit in Wrigley. The manager at a pizza restaurant in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Eat my dick.
Is being sued.
Right.
Because a man named Link Alexander walked into the Pizza Inn.
Oh, God.
INN.
Okay.
And had a coupon or a card of some sort, and he presented it, and the employee said, this is Mr. Alexander saying, quote, he looks at the card, he looks at me, he was like, so where did you get the card from?
Okay.
It has to be signed by my manager or my district manager, and this is neither one of their signatures.
He's saying he forged it.
This is the assistant manager.
Where is this? In a pizza place?
Pizza Inn.
It's okay. So a customer comes in there with a signed coupon, and the guy's saying it's not.
Well,
just give him the fucking coupon.
So he was turned away. He left. Didn't buy anything.
Right.
His roommate, who happens to be pristine, blessed by the Lord, white.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. I see.
Posted a video on Facebook, went to test later on to see if the coupon in question would be questioned by a white dude.
Oh, gee, what happened next?
2 hours later, 2 hours later with yes. the same coupon.
Right.
Quote, I took his coupon, the same one they rejected 2 hours earlier, went to the same pizza inn myself to see if my experience would be any different, and also to confront the manager and ask for answers. After presenting his coupon, he was offered to sit down and was able to use the coupon for a free meal.
Oh, wow. But not the person of color.
Right.
Okay. Well,
the owner of the pizza inn.
Yes.
Said, we try to make our procedures clear on coupons, but it doesn't always work. I take full responsibility and that all our managers should be on the same page.
What procedure?
Obviously, they were not.
What procedure?
Not letting black people come in.
We got to tweak the procedure where you don't serve black people. Wasn't that in the civil rights movement? Did we hash that out? Why is this guy? And by the way, whatever dickhead is working in customer service at Pizza Inn, listen, I don't know what you got going on there, but when somebody, I mean, it was a coupon from their store, right?
Yes.
And they were just.
For a free meal, apparently.
They thought the signature was a forgery.
Well, it's a black guy. It's gotta
be. What kind of fucking heist is this? Oh, you have the coupon anyway. It's already printed out. So you have the expectation that you're going
to
fucking use it.
It has to be signed by a manager or district manager. Apparently, this the assistant manager at the Pizza Inn. In buttfuck North Carolina,
I got to go over the veracity of the signature.
Is a signature expert because he was able to forensically determine that the signature neither belong to his manager nor his district manager.
Get my loop magnification. God, here's an idea. Maybe just honor the coupon. And who gives a fucking fuck? Right? That's what a normal person would say.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. Who cares? Here's your coupon. And if it's your heist, if there's a heist out there, it's like, I'm going to forge this signature and get a fucking pizza. Give it to him. Right. Fucking give it to him.
And pizza.
God.
You're going to go to Pizza Inn and do this? This is where you're going to expend your talents.
What's it? Yeah, right? Wow.
Pizza Inn.
We got the best 66. Yeah. It's like, it sounds like Ocean's 11, doesn't it? I mean, goddamn, it's like, but they printed the coupon. So, like, had the manager signed the coupon, and it sounds like he did, it's just this guy's really racist, they would have honored it. So just honor it. Who cares? God.
But you forgot the part where he was black.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Damn.
That's Trump's America, man. These people are emboldened and they think, fine, we can go back to being us like we were in the 50s and put up separate water fountains and shit.
I blame Obama for making us racial.
All right, we're going to head off. We're going to get ready for go to Pizza Inn. I want you to cover cyber attack.
Cyber.
We got our muscle. We got the dame.
Synchronized watches.
Good God.
Yeah.
Proud to be an American right now.
I'm going to forge you.
It's just almost painful. Proud I am to be an American right now.
Shitty Pizza Inn. What is Pizza Inn? Is it similar to the Hut or no? What the fuck is it?
Honestly, I never heard of it.
God, hey, if I'm in charge of Pizza Inn, I'm losing my mind over this. I'm like, the whole idea of a coupon is supposed to endear us to our customer base.
To our white customer base.
We want people to come here, not boycott us. And don't be a racist dickbag.
Don't be a racist dickbag.
Oh, man. That's stupid.
He
forged his coupon.
Right.
Is there one guy in town that does this though? Like, if you got a bunch of coupons you're trying to get, you know, it's like
I like to get like the passport guy you go
Billy
to.
Billy over
you
there
want to get
yeah.
out of the country.
He lives in his mom's basement. He has a whole operation. He's got pins. How would you know that this guy's signature was a forgery? It's not like a famous signature. Some manager at Pizza Inn.
Like
a $7 pizza or something.
That's what's going on there in Trump's America.
Eat my dick. God, that's so fucking dumb.
We're here in the heart of Trump's America.
Dude, whoever the fuck is poring over this coupon is like, I don't know, it could be a signature. You are nuts. You are racist and you are crazy. And learn how to work customer service. You give a fuck to do a good job, but like, you don't have to analyze signatures on coupons. I'm sorry. Release yourself from that. That's crazy.
We do have good news.
Fuck you.
We can all rest easy.
Ooh.
Because there was absolutely no collusion whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
God damn it.
Nothing was going on. Although our intelligence committee dropped the ball several times, apparently.
Ooh.
And also.
Yes.
Hillary.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Needs to be
right.
Investigated, and the Democrats, because they're the ones who are secretly colluding with the Russians.
Colluding.
This is all according to
Do
the House Intelligence Committee.
Yay.
Asterisk report. Asterisk being the Republican version of the House Intelligence Committee report, because the Democrats have released a rebuttal, hereby forever sullying. A bunch of pundits on telly were saying this is just proof that the Republicans have now destroyed what used to be one of the few leftover areas of bipartisanship in our government, the Intelligence Committee, because we kind of got to know what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Now this committee, Devin Nunes being the ball washer for Team
right.
Trump.
Yes.
Has destroyed whatever credibility this their worst fear was that they were going to put out two separate reports. That's what they have to do, because the one Devin Nunes puts out, no collusion whatsoever.
I wouldn't trust this fucking Republican committee to review the veracity of the signature on a pizza in coupon.
Trump is so hard, he thought about fucking Melania.
Oh. Melania's like, wait.
Again.
Wasn't it just my birthday?
That was her birthday present. He didn't.
Oh, yeah.
He can go anywhere near her.
Right.
God
damn. Did you hear that weird shit with what she said to the... Oh, go ahead. I was just saying what she said with the French first lady, like how she doesn't like to go outside and shit and how she's all sad being president.
Oh, no. What's that about?
That's kind of funny. Oh, no. She's just hanging out with Macron's wife. I'm putting the story up on Facebook.com/crabdiving. And she just said that she couldn't go outside, whatever that means.
Okay. Maybe she's got vitiligo or something.
Right. I just don't think she likes being president or first lady, whatever.
So this House Intelligence Committee report,
Bucky.
They released their redacted version of the final report from their year-long investigation.
Gosh.
Generally cleared Trump and his associates of any wrongdoing.
Wow.
While accusing the intelligence community and the FBI of failures.
Right.
And how they assessed and responded to the Kremlin's interference. So they're saying the Russians totally fucked with our election, but it's the Democrats' fault and the FBI.
Hey, I guess we owe our audience an apology and a retraction, right?
The report charges the intelligence community with, quote, significant intelligence tradecraft failings, none of which they can produce evidence of, by
right.
the way.
Yeah, where's all the evidence of this shit?
They say their investigators found, quote, no evidence that the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated,
yes.
or conspired with the Russian government. The Democrats say, you didn't let us bring in the people
right.
to interview who would say there was collusion with the Russian
yes.
government. You wouldn't let us bring them in.
Who the fuck are these investigators the Republicans are using? Blow up dolls?
The themselves.
Oh, they're themselves.
The Republicans allowed Don Jr. to invent a attorney-client privilege that doesn't exist. They allowed Steve Bannon to invoke a non-executive privilege, executive privilege, and say, well, I'm just not going to answer that.
Oh, you fucking Republicans.
And the Democrats were like, get subpoenas on these fuckers. And the Republicans were like, no, I think that's good.
God,
I think we're good here.
You know, of course, Trump is evil and all the people in his administration, they're quasi-Nazis. Who knows? They suck. But these Republicans, I mean, their role in this is just vile. Look, this abdication of any kind of responsibility, they don't fucking care. They don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Trump,
oh my God.
Giddy.
Yes, of course.
Over the determination. After his insane rant yesterday.
Right.
But Kellyanne Conway gave talons up.
Right. Talons.
Trump's performance. She said something like, he should do it every month.
Oh, yeah. We should do a monthly Trump spot.
To which we agree.
Yes.
And
do one every fucking day.
Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Stephanie Clifford.
Yes.
A.K.A. Stormy Daniels.
Stormy.
Was on, I think he was on with Lawrence O'Donnell last night. His new BFF. And he looked straight at the camera and said, Mr. President, please go on every single day.
Yes.
Please go on Fox and Friends. Call in every morning. Please, Mr. President, do that.
Right. It's bizarre.
Trump tweeted, just out.
Right.
Oh, God. He tweeted about Kanye this morning again. God. Holy shit. There's a whole bunch of them. So just the one I'm talking about right now. Just out. House Intelligence Committee report released. No evidence that the Trump campaign colluded, coordinated, or conspired with Russia.
Yay. Russia!
Clinton campaign!
Yes!
Paid for opposition research obtained from Russia. Wow! A total witch hunt. All caps. Must end now.
Well, that does it for me. That's good enough, guys. Okay, Mueller, let's wrap it up.
God damn.
What a nutball.
His first tweet this morning.
Yes. You said Kellyanne Conway had talons. I loved her in Jurassic Park.
Is everybody believing what's going on?
Yes.
This is his tweet.
What the fuck is he talking
without
about?
A question mark, by the way. There's a period. Is everybody believing what's going on?
Ooh.
James Comey can't define what a leak is. He illegally leaked classified information, but doesn't understand what he did or how serious it is. He lied all over the place.
Right, all over the place.
To cover it up.
Yes.
He's either very sick or very dumb.
What?
Now, this I'm not sure about this next sentence, and this is what the internet was abuzz about this morning. Remember Saylor! Exclamation point.
What? What does that mean?
Remember Saylor. S-A-I-L-O-R.
Like on a boat?
Yes.
Maybe he means, maybe it was a weird autocomplete. It was like, remember fucking Benghazi or something. And it, you know.
Maybe he was calling. Hey, Saylor. Maybe he was calling.
Remember?
James Comey.
I don't know.
A Saylor.
Was Comey in the Navy? Hey, Saylor, when'd you get into port?
Oh,
the fuck
okay.
are you talking
well,
about?
The Daily Beast has run it through their translating machine.
Yes.
And it's the guy, it's that Saylor, I believe that Trump ended up pardoning, who, this was ridiculous. He got into Trubs and was like sentenced to jail.
Oh shit.
For like taking a selfie inside of a nuclear submarine. He was just being stupid.
Oh my God.
But he got in trouble
right.
for taking classified pictures or pictures of classified shit.
Oh.
Jail.
Wow.
This, I think, was a little bit of a ridiculous.
Dude, I remember this.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, yeah. We agree with this one.
Yeah.
Trump pardoned him.
Right.
One of two pardons. Well, two out of three pardons are shit. One I agree with. Joe Arpaio and Scooter Libby,
oh,
I don't
God.
Agree with.
But, like, not to belabor the point, the guy, why would you take, wouldn't you know Wouldn't you know, dude, if you worked on a submarine, that not to take a selfie and post it all over the fucking internet, wouldn't it occur to you? I know that based off movies.
Well, yeah.
Did you not see Hunt for Red October?
It's dumb.
It's secretive as fuck in those goddamn submarines. Can't just take pictures of shit and put it out on the fucking thing. But you're right, it was a little crazy, but still, God.
So that's who they think he is talking about.
Remember Sailor?
Donald Trump appears to have compared the FBI director he fired to the Navy sailor who was jailed and then pardoned by the president for taking photographs inside top secret areas of a nuclear submarine. Former sailor Christian Saucier.
Oh, Saucier!
Was jailed.
That's my favorite part of the story is his name.
S-A-U-C-I-E-R. Oh. Saucier, it might be.
Oh, Saucier!
I'm giving him the French pronunciation.
I will show you a picture.
It's in honor of Emmanuel Macron.
Look at the submarine. I show you where I go to the bathroom.
He was jailed for the unauthorized possession and retention of national defense information. Trump pardoned him in March.
You fucking dumbass. You fucking idiot. Why would you do that, you fuck?
Trump has previously compared Saucier's case to the scandal over Hillary Clinton's private email server.
Wait.
Questioning why the sailor was sent to prison, but crooked Hillary wasn't.
Is that a fair comparison? My brain is starting to hurt. Does that make sense?
She did it on purpose. She had her own server with classified information on purpose. And she's got a vagina.
Oh, no. You know what I want, though? I just feel like, okay, I'm in a submarine. Here's my phone. Look, I'm taking selfies. Like this.
Yeah.
That's, who would do
this
that?
This dumb.
What a fucking idiot.
It's dumb. It's dumb. It wasn't nefarious.
No, I agree.
Okay, punish him. But, Jay, you didn't need to be jailed for, like, espionage.
I don't even think he needs to be punished.
Overreaction.
I just want somebody to make sure this guy's not in charge of pushing anything important in that submarine. I mean, God, dude.
I would agree with that.
You dumbass. Your judgment is totally fucked up, you know?
I mean, I would agree with that.
No offense, Saucier, but shit, you're a fucking idiot. Look at me! Saucier.
Also in the news today, there is a... I think it's an interview with Richard Engel of NBC News.
Right.
airing tonight.
Yes.
I believe. Richard Engel was able to go to Moscow and interview none other than Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Nicked!
The Russian attorney.
Oh, yes.
Who met with Don Jr. and Manafort and Jared in the famous I Love It meeting.
You know, I'm sorry.
Where in email Don Jr. was promised... some poopy news.
Poopy news. Poopy dubulous.
Some oppo on Crooked Hillary.
Yes.
To which he replied, if it's what I think it is, I love it.
I love it. Can I offer a retraction and an apology just real quick? Just real quick. You know what? I was just thinking about this whole, what's the guy's name with the Saucier? I was just putting myself in Saucier's shoes, and I would be tempted to take a picture, like, looking into the periscope. You know what?
That might be jail for you.
I know. See, like now all of a sudden I can totally see myself doing that.
It
so,
was stupid.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
It it didn't fit the crime.
Good job. Maybe you should have been doing
and
that.
And which party in our country is into the non-discretionary mandatory minimums punishment of crimes? Yet for this guy,
yes,
they decide that there should suddenly be clemency. But you know damn well if he was like what if his name was Ahmoud Abu Dabu,
go fuck yourself,
and he was a Muslim,
he's doing recon for ISIS. That's what
they'd say.
Absolutely. And what about that, wasn't there just a Texas, speaking of selfies, wasn't there just a Texas guy where it showed up that he took a selfie of his dick and sent it to somebody? That was consensual though. That was like, right,
who's this?
We just did the story. It's the creepiest selfie ever.
Oh, that was a long time ago, but that was Barton. He talked yesterday. He's not running again.
Yeah.
Because of that. But he he was the one yesterday who said that after that we barely survived Obama's radical clean air agenda.
Right.
Radical clean air agenda.
That is fucking insane.
I'm going to force my clean water agenda on you and clean air. Oh, no, please don't. So now Don Jr. and all them, and they were all saying, Veselnitskaya, she doesn't have anything to do with the Russian government whatsoever. And Veselnitskaya has denied it, even though everybody fucking knew that nobody moves a sea hair in that country without Uncle Nipples's permission.
Right.
So the Russian lawyer who met with the Trump campaign officials, the famous Trump Tower meeting in June 2016, promising to deliver damaging information about Hillary Killery Shillery.
Fuck you!
Long insists that she's a private attorney, not an operative for the Kremlin, but MSNBC or NBC somehow got a hold of some emails. It's about time some fucking emails get released on that'll help our side.
I'm sorry, I got to make a call for work.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It's about time that the emails are going our way. Newly released emails are showing that at least one instant 2 years earlier, Veselnitskaya worked hand in glove with Russia's chief legal office to thwart a Justice Department civil fraud case against a well-connected Russian firm. In other words, she was working as a representative and working with the government of Russia. She also appears to be recanting her denials that she has issued for having government ties to the Russian government. This interview tonight with NBC News, she acknowledges that she was not merely a private lawyer, but, quote, a source of information for a top Kremlin official, Yuri Chaika, C-H-A-I-K-A, who is the prosecutor general. She says, I am a lawyer and I am an informant. Since 2013, I've been actively communicating with the office of the Russian prosecutor general. So this is raising questions about who was she representing when she met with Donald Jr., with Jared, with Paul Manafort, the A-team at the time. Paul Manafort was the campaign chairman, the head of the campaign at the time, at this Trump Tower meeting where allegedly the Trumps tried to claim it was about adoption, which is bullshit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When really Veselnitskaya started talking about how much the sanctions were hurting Russia.
Russia.
And, what about the children that can't be adopted? she's long insisted that she met as a private person, but why would... She met with Don Jr. and them. She was just taking interest in the poor children of Russia.
Oh, yeah.
That can't be adopted.
Since when have we done a story about the GOP where there's genuine concern for women or children?
These are Russians, yeah.
Yes. I mean, come on. Fuck off.
She said, I operate independently of any governmental bodies, she wrote. I have no relationship with Mr. Chaika, his representatives, and his institutions, other those related to my professional functions as a lawyer. But they say that claim's already been undercut by revelations that her talking points for the Trump Tower meeting matched those in a confidential memo that had been circulated by the Russian Yuri Chaika, the prosecutor general. So... a memo bounces around the prosecutor general's office about talking points and how to get rid of the sanctions that just miraculously are mirrored by what she said in the I Love It meeting.
Oh, my God.
But she had no representation of the Russian government whatsoever.
How dumb is does everyone expect you to be? Do you know what I mean? Like, how stupid?
I guess Engel in the interview showed copies of these emails and she got pissed off that she said that her email accounts were hacked by people determined to discredit her. And right. she'll be reporting the hack back to Russian authorities. How dare you have these hacked emails?
Oh, man.
So there you go. New information that doesn't look good for the Trump Russia. No collusion story.
It's funny.
Despite Devin Nunes reassuring us.
Nunes.
And the House Republicans saying, oh, no collusion.
You know, I think Matt Owl a while back said, at what point does this country say, okay, the jig is up. We get it. There's collusion. All right. We know you did some bad stuff. It's just like we're all pretending this is alleged when he's fucking national security advisor. He's been found guilty, right?
Well, funny you should mention Mikey Flynn.
Hey, little Mikey Flynn, go fuck yourself, dickhead.
Because there is new information about Mikey Flynn.
Fuck you.
And his crotch spawn.
Ooh, yes.
You know, his son is, if possible, more loathsome than Daddykins. The son is the one who initially shared all the Pizzagate stuff.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And then Mike Flynn stupidly retweeted one of them. Now we're finding out. Remember, God, these guys have the worst memories.
Right. Oh, they can't.
Because now we're finding
jack
out
shit.
That former national security advisor Michael Flynn met with the Russian ambassador.
How do you forget that?
In December of 2015, months after he first met Donald Trump.
So this is 2 years ago, though, right?
In December 2015, Trump had already entered the race.
Right, right. But, dude, let's play a little devil's advocate. Let's say 2 years ago you met with the Russian ambassador in March. If I said Pat.
Yeah, I might remember.
You might remember. Would you remember the month? Or it'd be the time I met with the Russian ambassador? Yeah.
Sergei Kislyak was pretty memorable.
I mean, I remember all kinds of shit. You know, I forget a lot of stuff. But, like, I mean... I remember when I met Harold Ramis briefly. I think I might remember the Russian fucking ambassador.
So this little detail was actually part of the declassified report that Nunes and the girls released.
Yes.
That the meeting was attended by Flynn's son.
Right.
It was at Kislyak's house.
God
in
damn.
Washington.
How do you do? What kind of family event is that? It's like, hey, Dad, what do you want to do today? We're going to go hang out with Kislyak and some other people. We're going to try to start a coup.
Emails show the meeting at Kislyak's home was arranged at the request of General Flynn or his son.
I don't remember going. God.
In an email to the Russian embassy afterwards, Michael Flynn Jr. described the sit-down meeting as very productive. Thanks for the very productive meeting.
That was very productive. I don't remember it.
About a week after that meeting, Michael Flynn traveled to Moscow to hold a paid speech. To do that speech.
Oh, yeah,
the picture, the famous picture of him sitting at the table with Jill Stein and Uncle Nipples himself, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with this Jill Stein stuff? Why is she not turning over shit to the FBI that they're requesting? I saw some story about that. What the fuck?
I don't know,
Good job voting on Jill Stein. Nice work. Congrats.
Michael Flynn, again, met with Kislyak shortly before Trump took office.
Fuck you.
Which is the meeting that led to his unceremonious ouster from the White House after it was revealed that he had lied to the FBI about it.
Let me ask you something. Does anybody not lie to the FBI? It seems like everybody lies to the fucking FBI. It's just a thing to do these days.
Much to the chagrin of the Democrats, the House Intelligence Committee never interviewed Flynn or his son, but they both filed written statements.
But wait a second. Oh, okay.
Yeah, here.
They said, here's what's going on. And Devin Nunes was like, oh, this makes sense. It's all above board. No collusion. Go fuck yourself.
Flynn Jr.'s was in crayon.
Yeah.
He's not bright. He's a moron.
Really? Is Don Jr. brighter?
Oh, well, Flynn come on. Jr.? You can't Sophie's Choice me like that one.
But I thought Flynn Jr. was like a Jack Bauer type. I thought so. Oh, no. I thought so.
No, he's a Jack Hole.
Is he really?
There's nothing.
Little Jack Hole.
Bauer, like, he's an idiot.
I thought he was a spy or something.
He's an oaf. No.
He's not a super secret spy guy.
He's an oaf.
Wow.
The highly redacted report from the House Intelligence Committee also unearthed a previously undisclosed email.
Yay.
Sent from Flynn to an unnamed Trump campaign staffer.
Some tramp staffer.
July 15th, 2016. Quote, there are a number of things happening and will happen this election via cyber operations.
Oh, shit.
By both hacktivists, nation states, and the DNC, he wrote.
Oh, my God.
In the email. Seven days later, WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
I love it.
Published the first batch of hacked DNC emails.
Here's my batch. Enjoy.
So it was right after that.
Wow. Oh, well. There's no collusion, so this is all bullshit, I guess. Who knows?
It's a witch hunt.
Well, congrats to ABBA on your reunion. Looking forward to that. Now that we're all done with this collusion and all the Trump news, we can focus on that.
So, amidst all the other shit,
yes,
there was a tweet last night from Trump that's just batshit and it isn't really getting a lot of coverage.
Crazy.
He
twat.
Tweeted the U.S.
yes
has put together a strong all caps bid with Canada and Mexico
right
for the 2026 World Cup.
Why would Canada want to? I mean, why would Mexico do anything with us? They hate us.
We're against them.
We aren't bidding together.
For the World Cup, we're bidding, I guess. I interpreted this as there are competitors.
Oh, I read the story and it looked like we were all banding together to get the FIFA thing to North America, but I could be wrong. I could have read that incorrectly.
God, now the headlines are saying that he might have violated the FIFA rules. We might have to forfeit because of his stupid.
But dude, you can't be like the way I understand shit. You can't, if you're bidding on the Olympics, the rules say that, like, you know, you can't say, hey, France, if you bid against us, we're going to fucking
steal for you. Right.
Yeah. I don't think that's how we want the world working. Maybe. I don't fucking know.
I guess it is a joint bid with Canada and Mexico, but there are other countries that are trying to, like Morocco so far, is trying to get the bid for that year. So, but Trump, regardless, he said it would be a shame. Now all of a sudden Don Corleone kicks in. The U.S. has put together a strong bid with my friend.
Rusher.
No, Canada.
I'm sorry. It just sounded like you should say Russia.
With my friend Justin.
Yes.
Who's not as sexy as my friend Emmanuel.
Wait, that's interesting. Who's the sexiest leader? Is it Justin or Emmanuel?
Oh, Emmanuel.
Really?
Yeah, Justin.
Trudeau?
Justin speaks French, but Canadian French. Much more into Emmanuel.
What about that yoga?
Justin Trudeau didn't put on a military parade just in his honor.
Right, that's, yes,
like,
yes,
like
yes.
Trump thinks the Bastille Day parade was.
I like Trudeau in plank pose.
So it would be a shame if countries that we always support were to lobby against the U.S. bid. Why should we be supporting these countries when they don't support us, including at the United Nations? So a friendly competition for bids for an international sporting event.
Yes.
Has now turned into, you better not fucking bid against us or we're coming after you.
It's like Trump plays this game. He's like, say anything, the most innocuous thing you think of ever. I'm going to turn it into World War fucking III. Watch.
Right.
It's soccer. Who gives a fuck? I don't even, who cares? It's a World Cup. Just bid on it. You don't have to yell at people.
So Vice is reporting that Trump might have fucked it up.
Did he? So now we won't get the FIFA.
This could be a breach of FIFA rules prohibiting political interference in the process.
You fucking douchebag.
Trump's comment could potentially contravene the sport's governing body rules that prohibit political interference in the bidding process.
And now are we out of it? Are we disqualified? No FIFA?
They're looking into it.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, right? Because you can't have a country saying, if you do this when you're trying to get the soccer, I can't even imagine this.
So far, stupid. There's only one other. Morocco is the only rival. The winning candidate will be chosen by the 212 FIFA member associations in mid-June in Moscow.
You know, it's like when Han Solo is watching C-3PO and Chewbacca play whatever that fucking chess is in the Millennium Falcon in the first Star Wars. And, you know,
let the Wookiee win. Yeah, yeah. I was going to tweet that this morning.
Wookiee? Are we the idiot Wookiee? Just give this crazy nuclear power the World Cup and we can all go about our business. Make Trump happy. It's the easiest thing to do.
They say the North American bid, our bid with Canada and Mexico,
is by
no means assured to win because they're expecting strong backing from countries in Africa and from shithole countries in the Middle East and France and Russia have also said, even France, his boyfriend,
yes,
has said they're going to support Morocco.
God damn. You know
so
what?
Now Trump is saying, I can't believe they're supporting other countries are going to support Morocco.
You know how I kind of feel about it? Give it to some country in Africa. Don't you need it? Don't they need the World Cup? Wouldn't it? Do we need it? Do we deserve it? Who wants to? You want to go to the World Cup in America? You know, we got a Muslim ban. Please. We don't need the World Cup.
So I guess they're looking into it.
Everything, yeah. Everybody's looking into something. You know what I mean? That's the world we live in. There's so much shit to look into. I'm looking into, he created another scandal out of thin fucking air.
Right, and tweeted us into another scandal.
With his twat. Shit.
Good job, Republicans.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Bang up job.
Right. Hey, to those of you who said, oh, any minute now, he's going to start acting presidential. Ah, you're on acid. You're dumb. You're a fucking idiot. He ruined soccer. He ruined soccer.
Yeah, well, he hates soccer anyway.
He hates it. He hates everything.
You know,
he's a Grinch.
Republicans hate soccer because they feel like it's a threat to their American football, which is far more manly.
God, Trump, you're such a fucking dick. Even your wife won't hold your fucking hand. Your tiny hand.
This is the sovereign state of Arizona.
Eat my dick.
I was trying to find the latest in poll for what's going on with Joe Arpaio.
Oh, okay. Pardoned, by the way.
Pardoned Joe Arpaio.
He got pardoned.
Well, now, as I was doing that, there was another story that suggests that not only are things looking good for the Democrats taking back the House, but
yes,
the unlikely event of them taking back the Senate,
right,
is now a little bit more in play after, we lost that special election in Arizona, but she came close in a 20-something point Trump state.
Oh, my God.
The Democrat only lost by like 4 or 5 points.
Right.
And that has him shit in the bed. And then there's another, there was another special election for a state spot, I think, in New York. Blood red,
right,
forever. First time in forever. Flipped it. They flipped it.
Wow.
In New York.
That's fucking awesome.
So now they're saying that.
Damn.
At least three Senate seats that they hadn't counted on being as maybe competitive, they're now saying are going to be competitive.
Holy fuck, dude.
Partially, we might have Sheriff Joe to thank for Arizona.
But because he's so horrible?
Because he's splitting the asshole vote.
Splitting the
asshole GOP vote. He's taking the bigger assholes.
Oh, okay.
Of the GOP and the establishment. Oh, my God. We don't like Trump that much, but we still hate brown people. Republicans.
Right.
Are.
That is fucked up.
Leaning towards.
Great.
These. Right now, there's somebody, Democratic frontrunner. Kyrsten Sinema.
Sinema
has a major lead over all three of the possible Republican opponents.
Holy shit.
Martha McSally,
awesome.
Former State Senator Kelly Ward, and former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
God. I just want to check just real quick. The Democrat running, just to be on the safe side, is this person a Nazi?
No.
Okay, good. And on the Republican side, that tends to happen. So, you know, just wondering.
I think McSally is the kind of establishment Republican, and Ward and Arpaio
are the loons.
Are loons.
Joe Arpaio. God, Arizona, get the fuck out of here. So there's no fucking way he'll be elected.
Well, last I saw it was close for the primary, but the Democrat in all three races, if she goes up against McSally, she wins by 9 points.
Yes.
She goes up against Ward by 8 points.
Ooh.
If she goes up against Arpaio.
Oh my God.
The Democrat wins by 29 points.
But
so that shows you that they're going to fucking bail on Trump.
But that's,
they're going to bail on Trump. The Republicans are going to start doing it. It's got to happen.
Think about it. How crazy that is. He got pardoned. Could there be that? That is an implicit endorsement, right? That's an endorsement of someone. If you say you're pardoning them for a crime, that's like endorsing them. That's like saying this person is good and he shouldn't be in trouble. And he's down by 29 points.
Yeah.
God. That's Arizona, too. Shit.
They're worried that Arizona may be in play. It looks like it so far.
Wow.
Nevada. Dean Heller, current Republican.
Right.
Incumbent.
Ooh.
Is down 6 points
in
the polls to the Democratic front runner. Aren't even after the primaries. These are the Democrats that are in the lead right now.
What about the Bundy types?
And in Tennessee, the Democratic frontrunner there, former Governor Phil Bredesen,
yes,
is in a statistical tie with Republican frontrunner Marsha Blackburn.
Oh, my God.
Who is not well-loved.
You're right.
In Tennessee.
Tennessee, dude. Oh, man. Wow, Shitler. You know, it's so funny. It's like the GOP thought they were going to get so much out of this fucking guy's presidency, and now they're not going to get shit. Yeah, that tax thing, God, that sucks. But like, and then their party's going to be just fucked.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Fuck you guys. Rusher.
A polling expert said, including the Arizona 8, the average improvement for Democrats has been 17 percentage points.
Oh, my God. That's huge, right?
Versus the partisan baseline. That's better than any party out of power has done in the lead up to a midterm since at least 1994.
Bam.
And you recall the tsunami of ass fuckery we took in 2010.
Oh, yeah,
when the Republicans... the white butt hurt started taking over.
No, oh,
and
my
they
God.
Realized that a black guy was president, so we better fill it with Republicans to counter him.
Hey, guys, geez, you know, the party could be over. What do you think about that? I don't know.
Well, yeah, remain vigilant.
Right. There's no reason to be. White people, white liberals are not allowed to be optimistic. You're not. You fucked it up before.
So, but, you know, again, it ain't for sure.
No, not at all. And we don't, again, we don't know what Russia's going to do with our elections. We don't know what these fucking weird ass bots are going to do on the internet with fake news.
Or if we're going to be in a war by then. He might get us into a war with the Iran.
God, the Iran.
By that point. Hmm. Thanks, Republicans.
Yeah, guys. Good job.
Fucking awesome.
You fucking idiots. You fucking morons. You put a guy that ran The Apprentice in charge of the fucking country, and it's going worse than we thought it would be. Because I only thought about Trump as Trump. It never occurred to me to think about all the fucking Krakens he would put in power, like Pruitt, Ben Carson, and Tillerson, and all these dickbags. The Golem.
Yeah.
Nightmarish.
Nightmarish.
Slime balls.
And you know, there's a couple,
DeVos.
We talked about Paul Nealon, who's running.
Oh, the Nazi. Sure. Yes.
For Paul Ryan's soon to be vacated spot.
The white supremacist from the cheese state, right? Jesus Christ.
There's a guy, we've talked about him only a little bit currently, the person, I believe, who is in lead for the Republican nomination,
yes,
for Senate in West Virginia,
fuck you,
Republican,
right,
is none other than Don Blankenship, who is the former CEO of Massey Energy. He is a guy who did time in prison for flouting mine safety laws, which found him legally liable for the deaths of 29 men in a 2010 mine explosion.
And he's going to be governor? He's running?
He's currently, like, in the lead for senator.
Listen. You GOP guys, I'm talking to these normal people that live in West Virginia and go to work and everything. Like, why in the fuck do you want to elect a guy that killed people when he was in charge of them? That's like, do you want him in charge of your fucking state?
He only got a year in prison because he's a rich white guy.
Yay. Well, he's got to be free to run West Virginia into the fucking ground.
And I don't know what they even convicted him of finally, but he got the maximum.
Oh,
he got
shit.
A year, which was all they could charge him with, even though he said, fuck your mine safety. I don't need that. It's going to cost me money.
Think
mine exploded
that.
And killed 29 people.
A white guy fucked up so bad, he went to jail. That never happens, right?
He was found guilty of one misdemeanor count of conspiracy to violate safety and health standards.
Oh, my God. And that caused the death of all these fucking people. Yeah. How the fuck is he running for office? Don't we have a law is there no law that says if you go to prison for, you know, contributing to the deaths of 30 fucking people that maybe you can't be governor? We don't have that.
This is America. In the aftermath of disaster in April 2010, which was the worst loss of life at a coal mine in the United States since 1970.
Oh, my God.
Blankenship's company was eventually bought out. For his part, he left the company with a $12 million golden parachute to have after he got out of jail.
You know what, man? Fuck this. And he wants to be the czar of motherfucking West Virginia. The nerve of these corporate fucknuts. The nerve of this fucking guy. Take your money and go fuck off.
He was a major Republican donor in West Virginia who repeatedly complained about overregulation
yes.
of his industry.
Hey, go get a job at the EPA, right?
I'm waiting, yeah.
I'm surprised you don't work for Trump. I'm surprised you're not in his fucking
administration.
Trump
will endorse him.
Oh, yes. He's a great guy. Just roll... You can be sure this guy, I want to roll back regulations, right? That's his thing.
In a 2008 speech, he denied the existence of climate change, called environmentalism and conservation absolutely crazy.
You're a murderer. You're a murderer.
and he linked those causes, environmentalism and conservation, to the communists and the atheists.
Oh, my God. Fuck you. It's not an atheist that ignored the regulations and then those people died in the fucking mine you were in charge of. I don't mean you're a murderer, but you're a fucking dickhead. Fuck you.
So he was asked this week what he says to West Virginia residents who think he has blood on his hands.
Right. Well, he went to jail, right? I mean, he went to jail for it.
So he's spinning it as a strength to his candidacy. Quote. Quote.
Oh,
the
man.
Thing I would say to him is Upper Big Branch deadly explosion is one of the biggest reasons why they should vote for me. If they have family members or are involved in the coal industry, unlike any other person I know of, I stood up against the establishment when they falsely claimed the explosion was caused by the coal miners.
Okay.
It was caused by his company's lax safety. So and saying fuck the safety regulations, some people tried to blame it on the miners
that are dead. But he went to jail. It's his fault in this is documented, right? I mean, it's fact what he did. He was charged with something, found guilty, and went to jail. So it's not like up for debate. His part in this isn't up for debate.
One last little tidbit.
Yes, okay.
Blankenship has blamed former President Barack Obama for the explosion.
Oh my God!
In his mind, and insisted that he was railroaded by the government when he was convicted and sent to jail.
You know,
he's now running as the fuck you candidate in West Virginia.
Well, listen, I'm going to push back
against Joe Manchin.
Wow! Oh God! What a horrible. Listen, I'm going to push back on this blaming Barack Obama. Listen, Barack Obama had nothing to do with that explosion. He didn't, you know, he was too busy founding ISIS, you know?
Yes.
He didn't have time. Too busy doing that. And you know,
bowing to Mecca three times a
right,
day.
Right, and recruiting people for the child sex ring at the pizza place.
Well, Hillary is in charge of that.
Oh, okay. He didn't help.
I don't know if Obama... He turned away and made sure the FBI didn't go after them for that.
Ugh. Hey, West Virginia, please get woke and vote for that dick face Joe Manchin. He needs your vote, that piece of shit.
What a ringing endorsement from the crabs.
Oh, God. Oh, it's
get
disgusting.
Woke and vote for the piece of shit.
Right. Is that the best we can do, Democrats, for the people of West Virginia? Is that the best, Joe Manchin?
A murderer on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, it was like
a murderer. He does have blood on his hands.
Right.
If in order to cut costs and put extra zeros
29.
In his fucking bank account and the owners of his fucking evil minds bank accounts. And he was like, fuck your safety regulations. You cucks. You can't tell us what to do. America.
What do we think, though, man? It's like. Those 29 people died. They all had fucking families.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of, I mean, this guy wreaked a lot of havoc. We should have some sort of, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like big government dickhead, but damn, should we have some regulations, some ethical thing that says if you are responsible for, if a court found you guilty of negligence that led to the death of 29 people, is there anything in our government that can protect this guy from running for office? Can
well,
we have
yeah,
that?
There you go. But they don't want black people convicted of smoking a joint to be able to vote.
Yeah, let this guy be governor. He killed 29 people.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm a manager at Waffle House. I don't want this black person to come in and order hash browns. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah.
God bless America.
God, you fucking morons. West Virginia, wake up. I don't know. Don't vote. Go vote for Joe Manchin.
Hey, this Friday, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
But they're...
I'm just saying, I want Democrats should go vote. They need to vote wherever you are to just keep these Republican bastards out of fucking office. But I certainly understand how you would have a feeling of malaise if you're a fucking progressive in West Virginia. You're going to get excited to go vote for Joe Manchin?
Well,
God. It's like having Roy Moore run against him. Similar, you know?
The, there's a new, report over at the NPR.
Suck my dick.
And, I put this up on Facebook, and there's not a lot of sympathy for these people. NPR this week, it says, reached out to some top Trump supporters.
Top.
To get a feel for their current emotional state.
Oh, God. Fuck them.
And even though they're in charge everywhere.
They're upset. They're angry.
They found they are as angry and aggrieved as ever, despite controlling all three branches of the federal government.
You fucking babies. You babies.
One Trump supporter, Kurt Schlichter.
Schlichter.
Is upset pants.
Oh, Kurt.
Because the evil liberals keep making fun of them. Quote, we want to be treated with respect. We will not tolerate anything less, which is just unacceptable for this to continue. I'm tired of Hollywood spitting on us. I'm tired of academia spitting on us. I'm tired of the news media spitting on us.
Well, you're dumb as fuck. You're idiots, you're babies, you're racists, you're cowards, you're fucking sexist, you're rapist. You worship some incestuous fucking orange man baby. Fuck you. I'm going to shit all over you.
The founder of Right Wing News, and not Right Wing Watch, but Right Wing News, John Hawkins, told NPR that Trump supporters often feel sad when they see comedians making fun of the president on the late night shows.
That's the point! That's the point! If I am on stage and I make a joke about Trump and you support him, I want you to feel some level of shame and sadness. That's the point, dickhead. You see, you could be racist, and you can be bigoted, and you can be stupid, and we can make fun of you. We can do that as much as you want, you garbage person.
This John Hawkins from Right Wing News said, a Trump supporter turns on a TV show where he's insulted. Then he's like, well, maybe I'll just unwind and watch some awards show, the Oscars or something, where he gets trashed all day long. He goes over to Twitter and he's got some, you know, guy calling him an asshole. This is sort of like a pervasive all out attack if you're a conservative. And it's all the time sort of thing.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. What you're saying is right. Hey, and by the way, come to crabdiving.com and we'll shit on you. Come on.
And like we learned in these recent studies, a conservative columnist who is not a big Trump backer wrote that the Trump supporters' grievance is fueled by the fact that they keep losing cultural battles on issues such as same-sex marriage.
Because you're homophobic, racist, fucking dickbag idiots.
He said, I do think it's true that conservatives have lost in many ways in the culture.
Yes.
There's just a sense on the right that is apocalyptic and fearful. You know what? Right. Right.
Yes. Listen.
There was a feeling of apocalypse among some white slave owners, I believe, in the 1860s.
They didn't like
and
it.
And we changed the fucking culture somewhat.
Right.
And grew up somewhat. You gotta fucking deal with it and join the goddamn fucking 21st century, you assholes. I tweeted out this morning, follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving.
Yay!
Or go to Facebook.com, buy shit through our Amazon hole and all that shit.
We shit on conservatives mercilessly. Fuck you.
I tweeted out the story, that story.
Yes.
Earlier today. And where is it? No, that's Paul Ryan.
I mean, why don't they understand?
Oh, here.
The deal is, if you're going to be a bigot, people call you out on it. That's the way it goes, dickhead.
I said, sorry, Trump supporters. We should not and will not ever respect xenophobia, racism, misogyny, religious extremism, homophobia, anti-science beliefs, etc. foreign policy, economics, etc. We're willing to debate. Join the 21st century.
Right.
When you are willing to say, hey, women are people too. Black people are people too. Gay people are people too. Everybody has a right to their own religion and their right to not have their somebody else's religion shoved in their holes.
Non-negotiable.
When you agree to that, we'll sit down and we'll argue foreign policy. Mm-hmm. We'll argue economics. We'll argue those issues. But rights like that are not arguable.
We're the ones being tolerant. We're the ones tolerant, you fucks. We're right. Tolerant.
And again, the paradox of tolerance means that in a truly tolerant society, there's one thing you must be intolerant of. Intolerance.
Racism. Shit like that has no fucking place.
All the dummies are like, oh, the tolerant liberals. Whenever we say, fuck you, you assholes, yes. We're not putting up with your shit. Oh, what about the tolerant liberal?
The date on my computer says 2018. 2018. You know what I mean? And there's you a month and tell. A day, but you I'm just saying.
You can't tell them that.
Right. It's 2018, fuckheads. Quit jacking off to these Confederate War memorials. Quit holding on to your shitty, racist, fucking white fuck culture. You suck.
So you want respect. You got to earn it back.
Don't be bigots.
You lost our respect. When you voted for that shithole, asshole, moron.
We're talking about humanity.
You gotta earn it back.
Humanity. You don't have any humanity. That's why we make fun of you. Because it's crazy. It's insane.
We want respect.
You can't even come out against bestiality because of your weird fucking homophobia in Louisiana. You're stupid as fuck.
Because you guys are so respectful of everyone.
Yeah.
You want respect.
Right.
Like you respect Muslims?
Yes.
Like you respect black people? Like you respect women? Respect homosexuals? And
yes.
Like you respect transgender people?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Snowflake. We'll respect right. The fuck out of you back.
There is no room if you're a bigoted dickhead, fucking homophobic fuckface. You get no respect. You just don't.
Right.
Suck a dick.
You don't deserve my
deal
respect.
With it. You're a fuckhead, and you're going to be treated like a fucking fuckhead. Be nice to people.
You're being mean to us.
Yeah, you're goddamn right we're being mean. That's our job at crab diving. Our job is to be mean. Not everybody could be as mean and funny as
hilarious.
Us at the same time. That's our jam. So fuck you.
Faithless Friday, everybody. God. Thanks for joining us here.
Fucking guys at the fucking Waffle House. Can you imagine locking? Oh, there's some black people here. We better lock the door. It's 2018.
Oh, boy. You know, they were like, oh, boy, check this out. Look who just pulled up. I'm going to lock the door, Cletus. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Lock God. It so we don't have to put up with no Negroes ain't in here while we're eating our hash browns.
What is it like to be so fucking stupid? What is it like?
GQ magazine.
Okay, yeah.
May have heard of it.
Hey, Ed Keith, what's his face? Used to have a show on that website, GQ.com. Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, he's gone away for a little bit.
What the fuck, dude? I liked your show. Why did you stop it?
Well,
it was good.
He figured his work was done because he saw the end of the Trump presidency on the horizon.
Keith, your work's not done.
But there's also been rumors that he might go back to ESPN. They just they can't break up with Keith Olbermann over
right,
at ESPN.
Right. Yeah. Well, he's awesome. I mean, you know.
There's some butt herderage going on.
Yes.
From our friends on the right.
Right.
Who are upset about a story over at GQ magazine.
Yes, I'm sad.
That took a novelist Jesse Ball wrote a entry over at GQ.
Okay.
Identifying 20 famous books that are considered classics, but he's like, they suck, you should skip them.
Okay.
They really suck. They're flawed.
Right.
You should skip them. Called 21 Books You Don't Have to Read.
Oh, okay.
He wrote one of the, let me see, which number is this? 21 Books That You Don't Have to Read.
Okay.
I'm trying to find his
Rush Limbaugh's canon, everything.
Well, those are obvious. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know that they're classics either. Anything by Bill O'Reilly?
The Catcher in the Rye, he says.
You don't have to read that?
J.D. Salinger, he's like, you don't have to read
it. What about The Art of the Deal?
Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. Goodbye to All by Robert Graves. Old Man in the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. I kind of like The Old
Man
in the
Sea. I fucking read that. Now you're telling me that's a waste of time?
Oh, and The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I also read that. Yeah. And kind of enjoyed it. Right. He must not be a Hemingway fan because he says, Farewell to Arms. You don't have to read that.
I like Hemingway. What's wrong with Hemingway? Is he racist or something?
Blood Meridian by Cormac McCarthy. I don't know. I like Cormac McCarthy. I haven't read Blood Meridian, though.
Don't read it.
John Adams by David McCullough. I did read. It's a great book.
Yeah, yeah. Don't read it, though.
Huck Finn. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, he's just got some... he puts Lord of the Rings in there.
What? I read that!
Catch 22 he puts in there.
I read that too. I love both of those.
Slaughterhouse 5, Gulliver's Travel.
I didn't read that.
He's just saying, you know, these are all old flawed books.
What do you got against Kurt Vonnegut, dickhead?
Franny and Zoe.
Okay.
Number 12.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bible.
Oh, I guess somebody's catching a lot of shit for that one.
Number 12, The Bible.
Especially if you want to believe in Christianity and all that bullshit, I would say don't read it, right?
He writes, the Holy Bible is rated very highly by all the people who supposedly live by it, but who in actuality have not read it.
Oh, shit.
Those who have read it know there are some good parts, but overall, it is certainly not the finest thing that man has ever produced.
Damn.
It is repetitive, self-contradictory, sententious, what a great word.
Shots fired.
Foolish.
Yes.
Foolish. And even at times, ill-intentioned.
Bam! Not if my Jesus, baby.
If the thing you heard was good about the Bible was the nasty bits,
ooh,
then
yes.
I propose Agatha Christoph's The Notebook, a marvelous tale of two brothers who have to get along when things get rough.
Wait a second!
The subtlety and cruelty of this story is like that famous sword stroke.
Ooh, what? What?
Ooh. From sword below stroke. The boat that plunged upward through the bowels, the what? Lungs, and the throat, and into the brain of the rower.
Is that supposed to be like some like sex shit or something or whatever? Guess. You're telling me that I don't, instead of the Bible, read The Notebook?
Yeah, he's like, if you want, if you're looking for the dirty parts of the Bible, where all the nasty stuff, he's like, go read The Notebook instead.
Okay, get Mike Pence on the phone. Tell him I want a list of all the dirty parts in the Bible. I know he's read them.
Fox News.
Ooh.
Fox and Friends had a segment called GQ. Is the Bible the most overrated book of all time?
Oh my God. You fucking guys. So predictable, right? It's so fucking predictable.
So Fox and Friends on the weekend had their resident magic wielder priest, Father Jonathan Morris. He's been on before. He's an ass bag.
Does he have real credentials? Because they've had admirals and military experts on Fox, and it turns out it was bullshit. They were playing a fucking part.
Well, he's wearing a collar.
Oh, okay.
One of those priest collars.
Maybe he was one. Is he actually Sammy Davis Jr.'s character from Cannonball Run?
Smell his fingers. See if it smells like Altar Boy. You'll know he's a priest.
Blech.
So he threw a fit. Here's a little bit of him wailing on Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Yes.
Fox and Fiends.
When I first saw this, I thought this might be just a columnist who was trying to do it, you know, make a sensationalist column in order to get attention. But this turns out this is the editors of GQ magazine who wrote this.
Oh, my God. It's the editors of GQ who wrote this, that maybe the Bible's overrated.
Well, man, hey!
In a shitty book.
I'm just as offended. One of my favorite books is Lord of the Rings. I like the book where it's Helm's Deep and the dwarves and the elves are fighting together against the Trollocs. What are they called? Trolls?
The orcs.
The orcs. And who the cares? Yeah, you know what I mean. And I'm offended that this dickhead, this fuck from GQ, is suggesting I wasted my time reading Lord of the Rings. Fuck you. Right? I can be offended at that.
Sure. Maybe they'll book you on Fox and Friends. You can.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I can
get editors that. Of GQ magazine who wrote this. Mm. This is the editors, which means the magazine is going on record saying this is what we believe.
Oh, shut
and
up.
And it's just, to use their language, foolish. And just, even if you don't believe that this is an inspired word of God.
The Bible sucks.
In 50.
You don't, what, it's the inspired word of God?
Let's just all agree. The Bible fucking
It's not a great book.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's not a great
it
book.
It sucks. It
and
sucks.
Just, even if you don't believe that this is an inspired word of God.
Fuck you.
In the last 50 years, 3.9 billion people have read this book. 3.9 billion Bibles have been published. That dwarfs every other book that has been read in the last 50 years. Now, and this is the last 50 years, this Bible is...
You know, what's number two?
But,
probably like Harry Potter.
But why?
Equal veracity.
But why? The reason people read the fucking thing is because these lunatic evangelical dickheads tell you you will burn in hell if you don't follow its tenets.
And
that's
also,
everybody's
I want I want his proof that all of those gazillion Bibles were read. They were bought. They
I
were
tried.
Printed. They were printed and they
yes.
were bought. You can't prove to me, asshole priest, that they were read by anybody. I know
no.
many families that have Bibles
yes.
sitting in a drawer somewhere,
not
sitting
cracked.
On a fucking shelf somewhere.
Who cares?
That never get cracked open.
Yet I tried.
They bought it.
You read the Bible, right?
A couple of times.
How the fuck did you even
it's
do that?
Awful.
I tried. I couldn't get past the first page. Do you know why? It sucked.
Well, it's not great.
It sucked. It sucked. It was horrible.
But they could totally make a good movie or two out of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort. And name me all the good movies that came out of the fucking Bible.
Almost 2,000 years old. Or 1,700 years old.
Fuck you.
So it's just foolish, and it's a shame.
What do you think their motivation is behind that? Why would they come together and say, you know what, this is a good
it
thing
sucks.
To write for our readers?
Well, what they did is they took 21 books that they think should be digitally burned. Okay, which doesn't sound like a very hip thing, right? Okay. But 21, and they threw out a lot of the best books of Western civilization. And so I think what they're trying to do is say, hey, listen, we need to go a very different direction. We've already thrown the Bible out of schools.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. Fuck you, dude.
Western civilization. You know how he slipped that in there? Obviously, GQ is trying to Muslimify all of us and brownify us all.
But the truth is, the Bible is... Christianity has a huge status in this country. There's lots of Bibles being bought. Everybody's got a Bible shoved up their ass. One guy in GQ suggests this book totally fucking sucks, and these Christian ninnies are losing their fucking minds.
Also,
you babies.
Taking to social media with Supreme Butthurterage.
Oh, yes. Butthurterage?
Profound, ginormous asshole.
Ooh, yes.
Christo Loon.
Fuck you.
Fuck sausage. Of a human being.
You are a fuck sausage.
Franklin Graham.
No, fuck me.
Loathsome carbuncle.
Oh, yes.
Of a subhuman Christo fascist. Said, maybe the GQ readers need to read it again. The subject of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is Jesus Christ. And one day soon, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord.
Quit telling me what you want me to do with my knees and my tongue, you fucking perv. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck your Bible. Shove it up your fucking ass.
And didn't Jesus come along and be like, you know, it's all about loving your neighbor and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
and this,
yeah.
you know, this hellfire and brimstone stuff.
He could walk
stuff.
On wine,
you don't, yeah.
water. He could turn water into wine. He could cure leprosy, right. blah, 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 blah.
God, I wonder if he could turn like lettuce into marijuana.
His mom was a virgin. Isn't that amazing? Lettuce into marijuana.
yeah. Hey, Jesus, I bought some salad.
Oh, yeah. Let's
You
want to
come
it.
On over?
Fuck you. Infuriating. So what? A guy, imagine, dude. Somebody in GQ says the Bible sucks. Who gives a fuck? He's right. It does suck. It's horrible. It's boring. Rewrite it. Everybody else has.
Well, and there's a difference between acknowledging that, you know, yeah, sadly, that book has had a pretty significant influence on culture. Well, people that pretend to follow that book have had a significant impact on the culture.
Well, it's had an impact on all of our cultures, and we don't even want it.
But it's not a great book.
And it's not
contradictory. Everything that you said, it's contradictory. It's bad writing.
And
it's
dude,
poor translation. We don't even know what it originally fucking said.
And it hasn't had a good impact on our culture, on my culture. What's with all this abortion bullshit? Why is all this Christianity crap found its way into our laws? Why are there Ten Commandments slabs in our goddamn courthouses? Why is religion so insidious and pervasive? Can't we at least say that this book that's up our fucking asses all the fucking time sucks? Can't I say that? Am I not allowed to say that? It sucks. It sucks big time.
There is a report out here, and it's not just this country.
Yes.
This is over at the Friendly Atheist.
Ooh.
Hank Keeleewin, K-O-E-L-E-W-I-J-N. Keeleewin.
Kate, give at Vile Experience a treat.
59-year-old Dutch man.
Nine.
Describes himself as deeply religious.
Ooh, yes.
Is now the subject of a child abuse trial.
Oh, shit. What happened?
In the Netherlands, according to the prosecutors, one of Keller's favorite disciplinary sayings comes from the biblical adage, spare the rod, spoil the child.
How fucking great.
I hear priests use that one a lot.
Oh, wait. What rod are you talking about, you guys? Different word, maybe.
He loved it so much that he would sometimes use a wooden stick.
Oh.
To administer his love to his children.
Why are you beating children? Don't you think? I haven't read the Bible. We've established I haven't read it. I don't know.
Well, it says spare the rod.
Yeah, what about that?
For good measure, this is according to the Friendly Atheist. For good measure, he frequently threatened them with death.
Oh, perfect.
Screaming on at least one occasion that he would shoot his evil offspring in the head.
Oh my.
This is all in the name of the Lord.
Yay.
One time, a particularly terrifying episode involved him menacing a 12-year-old child of his with a running chainsaw.
What? Listen, again, this Bible is not written well. You just said rod. You need to include chainsaw, hammer, gun, belt, bamboo,
he has
all kinds of shit.
In addition to the chainsaw, wooden sticks, he's allegedly also strangled at times his children, locked several of them in a small room without food or water for hours on end, and they're accusing him of molesting one of his daughters when she was 11. He is the father of 19 children.
I've beaten my kids with every murder weapon found in the board game Clue.
He says he gave such harsh punishments because some of his kids were using drugs.
Do you know why?
Some of his kids were hanging out with a rough crowd.
You know why your kids were on drugs, dude? Because daddy's roaming around the house beating you with a chainsaw. I can't think of more. God, listen, I live in a house. My dad runs around with a chainsaw hoping to beat me with it or cut me with a chainsaw. Oh, why am I on drugs? Why am I on drugs?
But the Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child.
If there's anybody, I get it. Yes. I got a guy chasing me with a chainsaw. I might smoke a little weed here and there.
Right.
Chainsaw?
Well, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Another quick story here. We only got a couple minutes left here in the big
listen,
show.
Listen, Junior, you better watch your mouth or daddy's going to go get his chainsaw. The fuck?
Loving Christians,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Loving Christians.
Where's your weed eater?
In a sign of the times, Ryan, joining the 21st century, sort of.
Yes.
Parts of the Catholic Church.
Yay.
Where now, apparently, if you've got some horrible, nasty demon like vomiting at you and swearing at you and shit. Yeah. And there's no priest around to do some exorcism.
What am I going to do?
That you can now get an exorcism by phone.
Oh, my God. Stop it!
Quote.
Hello?
Cardinal Ernest Simoni, an Albanian.
Can I speak to Simoni?
Says, there are priests who carry out exorcisms on their mobile phones.
Yeah.
That is possible thanks to Jesus.
Oh,
he
thanks,
says.
How much? How much? Get to the part where I find out how much.
And thanks to 8-year-olds in Bangladesh building phone parts.
Yes.
God
damn.
Some other priests are not really buying it, though.
Oh, come on, pussies.
Some of the magicians, I mean priests, say, well, conducting an exorcism remotely might not be wise because people who are possessed often writhe around violently and have to be physically restrained to stop from harming themselves.
Oh, okay.
So don't exorcise someone over the phone in case they start writhing around.
So they don't have a problem with the exorcise process. They're not saying it's bullshit. They're saying over the phone
is dangerous.
You
can't do it remotely, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Professor Giuseppe Ferrari.
Giuseppe Ferrari?
said that...
Hey, Giuseppe!
Priests pray with people on the phone to calm them down.
Okay.
But if you're not there, you cannot control the physical aspects. Apparently the magic... Giuseppe doesn't think the magic works over the phone.
And also, it's harder to molest people that you're just on the phone with.
All right. He says, some exorcists say it's effective. Whether it is orthodox or correct, I couldn't say.
But it surely is batshit crazy.
This is at a conference.
That's fucking nuts.
This is at an exorcist conference that they had at the Vatican. An exorcist convention.
Oh my God. We take
In
these people seriously.
2018.
Fuck you Catholics, honestly. All of you, fuck off. This is... The bullshit. Oh, my God.
One priest at the conference claimed that, as depicted by Hollywood, victims really do speak in tongues and vomit nails and shards of glass during exorcisms.
Oh, man. And wait, if the only remedy I have is to call somebody up, I'm shooting nails. Yeah. If you're...
Oh, those are the shards of nails flying around.
If you're puking nails, please press 1. How does it work when you call the exorcism number?
This is 2018.
It's stupid. Listen, guys...
All the stuff we've talked about today is making me crazy because it's 2018.
And all we want to do is call out the Bible for being full of fucking shit. But yeah, you got guys running around debating whether or not you can do an effective exorcism over the fucking phone. Fuck off.
Right. And people beating their kids in the name of the Lord.
With a chainsaw.
Right.
With a chainsaw.
Right.
Dad's going to get that chainsaw.
It's been a great week.
My kid's on drugs.
We got to get out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We're back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. every goddamn weekday. We're on iTunes. Yay. We're on Stitcher. We're crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Brian's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Godspeed to everyone.
The Bible sucks.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with the... gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.